Hello, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, hi, how you doing?
How's it going? I'm doing great, man.
So far, so good. Just have been in my job and, you know, having some rest time.
Okay. What can I help you with, man?
Yeah.
What's your
Actually,
goals? What's your plans?
Sorry?
What you got?
Actually, I'm looking for some carriers to provide them dispatch services according to their fleets and according to their requirements, because most of the truckers, they have their own requirements, like their preferences will be different, is to provide them a quality service. So on the behalf of that experience, I got for a good experience to make some good money, you know,
right,
at the end of the week. So the driver can get more profit and more benefit, and he will keep rolling on the road, and I will provide them a profitable loads.
Okay. Have you had anybody come on and give you a test, or no?
I didn't catch you exactly, sir.
Has anybody came on and tested you out and used you as a service yet, or...?
Not yet, because
not yet.
I'm just currently working with one of a company which is in Georgia based. It's a trucking company, and they hired me in Pakistan. I'm basically existing in Pakistan, so the boss man himself is also a Pakistani guy. It's a Pakistani U.S. national, so he's on business in Atlanta, Georgia. So they're maintaining the whole operations in Pakistan. So it's completely overseas operations.
Okay.
So as of now, they've got a potential business. As you know, the dispatch is a good business. It's just not a business. It's also helping about to other peoples. So that's why I was thinking, like, I can do that. I can do my own business, you know? So everybody wants to grow. Everybody wants to help each other.
Yep.
So
yep.
That's my aim, sir.
All right. I can help you out. So... have you ever heard of the FMCSA registry and insurance site?
Yep.
Yeah? Okay, so...
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, okay, so on there, there's a section you can go to, where they show a list of every single motor carrier that has signed up and is brand new and, you know, they're...
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for work.
Okay.
So you go on there. If you don't know where to go on there, I can show you where to go.
It's a snapshot.
Yeah. So you go on the company snapshot. At the top right of the page, it's going to say choose menu option. You're gonna click on that.
Okay.
You're gonna click on that, and it's gonna have a bunch of tabs. You're going to click on the one that says FMCSA register. And then it's going to pop up with the register like window and like different dates. So like it will show today is the 9th, 8th, 7th, 6th, 5th, 4th, like the past like week and a half or so. You're going to click on HTML detail, and it's gonna pop up with the full list of motor carriers. The motor carriers are gonna be at the very bottom of the page. You're gonna scroll all the way down, and just scroll up just a little bit, just so you know you're not at the bottom. So you're gonna call every one that says interstate common carrier except household goods. And their phone number is going to be on the right side of the page. It's going to have the person's name, like the person that started the company, their phone number. It's going to have their address. It's going to have all the information you need to, you know, you can send them something in the mail about your service, or you can give them a call and, you know, give them your pitch.
Yeah, that's a really helpful material for me, because I was thinking, like, from where I can get... I had the bunch of leads about the carriers. So now you solve a problem, sir. Really appreciate it, sir. You are trying to help to grow peoples.
Yeah, 100%.
That's a really appreciable job. You know, it's a really, like, best deed, in my opinion.
Yep. On that site, I mean, people give, you know, people call like 10 carriers and then they're like, oh my gosh, this isn't working, he's a fraud, blah, 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 blah. No, you have to call. You have to call a lot of carriers before people answer. Like, this is business. Like, you just call until you get that person that answers. And then you just tell them what you can do for them. Like, how they can profit the most, how much, you know, how much your service is. And you don't want your service to be very high or too low, because you know you got to cover your overhead costs. You got that?
I did. So in that same scenario, like, I have plus one, like, while outsourcing the business, firstly, this type of business for the company, it's really cost effective as well, right? So most of the people want to grow by themselves as a company, so they will hire some dispatchers. But in the market, in the groups we want, there are a lot of people who we will don't know how it's worked exactly.
Right, yeah.
So they are just thinking like it's like a piece of cake, but it's not.
Oh, it's not a piece of cake. I mean, growing any type of business is hard. I mean, they're like, that's like, if you don't have money, I recommend doing the FMCSA, because, you know, all of them are right there and you can call. But if you do have a little bit of cash to spend, you know, a couple $100, I recommend going on Google and think like you're a truck driver, like looking for a service. So you're going to type in Google dispatch service. And the top couple sites that pop up, you know, those are the sites that have the most attention, you know. Those are going to be the sites that have the most attention, and truck drivers are looking for truck dispatchers. So I would go on that website, you know, look for the sites, you know, the company's email or their phone number, and I would give them a call and just ask them how much it would cost if you put your ad up on their site to get in front of the motor carriers that are going on there.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, right, yep.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yep. Also,
that's a really helpful material, man. Mm-hmm. You made my day, really.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
No worries, man. Is there anything else that can help you? I mean, honestly, you can do those. You know, you can do the same thing with, like, you know, social media. You know, like trucking accounts that have, you know, a lot of followers on them. I would ask them the same question, like, how much would it cost if I put my advertisement on your Facebook page or your Instagram page or your TikTok or whatever, you know?
Fine. And where's your base, basically? You're in Minnesota?
What's that?
Basically, where are you located?
In the U.S.
And which
USA?
USA, which state, sir?
Montana.
Montana. Okay. I was assuming, like, you're in Minnesota.
So no.
That's my big...
I'm in Montana.
Yeah. And you own the trucking company or a brokerage firm?
Oh, it's a dispatching company.
Dispatching company. The same business. Oh, really nice to talk to you, sir. Because you got a perfect helping mindset, bro.
Thank you so much. That's, appreciate
You know, well, out of 100%, there are 2% people who is thinking about helping others.
No, yeah.
So that's a really good, man. Really appreciate it, man.
Thank you so much.
Because in this era, it's really hard and fast rule. Like, everybody's running, and back and forth. Nobody cares what's going on. They're not like feel for others how they are surviving, even though.
Yeah.
So that's a really time at this situation.
Yep, it's tough out there, and I want to be the one that, you know, speaks up and helps people out.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
This is
you're
my
making
heart.
The lives of the people. Yeah.
just my my heart, man. I love it. You know, just growing up, perfect. Nobody really helped me, so I want to stand up and help others.
And I'm pretty sure, like, one day, everybody knows there is a guy who was helped out a lot of people about getting into the business.
Yeah.
So it's not much far away, you know?
Yep.
So one day you will get these results, inshallah. I'm a Muslim, alhamdulillah, but I have many friends in US and Canada, but awesome. They are in some other businesses, so they're not aware of that kind of stuff.
Right.
So really appreciate your time, sir.
Awesome.
And anytime, if you need my assistance, if you think like if you have something for me, mm-hmm. if you want my favor, sir, I'm always be there for you.
Awesome. Appreciate that so much. I'll keep that in mind. We'll stay in contact. We'll talk.
Sure, sir. Sure. Thank you so much.
Yep. Is there anything else like that, man? Yeah. Okay. You too, man. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.